You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Alexa Datt, and today we're talking Marlins baseball. We bring in our Marlins reporter for MLB.com, Joe Fusaro. Joe, I know it's been a busy week for you. How are you handling everything?
Oh, it was fun. The general manager's meetings just wrapped up. A lot of Stanton talk, and it should be interesting to see what the Marlins do as they move forward.
All right, yeah, the name on everyone's tongue has been Giancarlo Stanton, and for good reason. One of the biggest reasons, obviously, is because he is named NL MVP for 2017. After hitting 59 home runs, he takes home this honor. What has this meant for not only this Marlins organization, but for Stanton's career?
Yeah, first time in Marlins history that they have a most valuable player, and fittingly, it comes by the player who, at least his body of work as a Marlin, is the greatest Marlin player in history. You know, he leads the team and the franchise in home runs. What he did this year was simply historical, and it's not just from Marlins' standpoint. Only 8 players in Major League history have hit 59 or more home runs. Stanton is one of them. He shattered the club's season home run record. Gary Sheffield was 42 in 1996. Stanton blew by that in early August. And he also set the RBI mark at 132. Preston Wilson had it at 121. And that stood since the year 2000. So, you know, everyone wanted to see what Stanton could do, if he could hold up over a full, you know, full season health-wise, including 159 games. And he just simply, you know, raised the bar on power numbers and really cemented himself as one of the top players in all of baseball. And based on MVP voting, the best player in the National League.
Best year of his career by far. Can it get any better than this, do you think?
Actually, I do. I do think so. I think he's figured a lot out. He's 28 years old. He just turned that the other day. And so, you know, he'll play his entire 2018 at 28 years old. I think the injuries really set him back in terms of the years. He just didn't play a lot of games, so he never really kind of found a rhythm. And then when he got hit in the face in 2014, teams are like throwing him inside. I think he had a little bit of jitters that he had to get over. He had a stance that was open. He was like bailing out on pitches, very susceptible to anything down the way. But with that closed stance, he covers so much more plate. And to be honest, Alexa, if you look at his BABIP on the batting average on balls in play, it was only like 290, and his batting average is like 280. So you can make the case he was a bit unlucky this year. As powerful as he was and as hard as he hits the ball, it's amazing that, you know, he didn't hit well over 300 on balls put in play. So I think once he starts, you know, obviously this guy hits home runs that are kind of like line drives in the gap for everyone else. His ability with launch angle to stay at a low launch angle and still hit home runs is remarkable. But if he still keeps figuring out getting a little more lift in his swing, I think this guy could be 65 home runs and maybe challenge Bonds' record more than just once or twice as his career progresses.
Joe, one of the talks at the GM meetings was the trade market for Stanton. But before we get to that, if Stanton is traded, how do you believe he will be remembered in Miami?
Right now, he's the greatest player in franchise history. You know, he's 8 seasons. He started up at age 20 in June of 2010. You know, they've had Miguel Cabrera come through this organization, Gary Sheffield, Josh Beckett. You know, it's a pretty long list of really talented players that have come up as Marlins, but Stanton stayed the longest. Hanley Ramirez, you know, he was a batting champ in 2009. But Stanton, you know, I think this guy, he is the ultimate power hitter. You know, he's the type of guy I think could join. You know, I think Miguel Cabrera is easily going to go to the Hall of Fame, and obviously he'll probably wear a Tigers hat, but, you know, I think Stanton, you know, really kind of launched himself. I can see 500 plus home runs in the future. And if he continues this, I could see him knocking on the door as a Hall of Fame caliber player. But his legacy in Miami would be, you know, just a guy that was, you know, immensely talented, the strongest player in the game for a very long time, who just had injury situations that kind of prevented him from doing what he did in 2017 more often. There wasn't enough team around him to really contend. But if he does leave, it'll be a sad day in Miami, but you kind of understand it because the club is moving in one direction. You know, they're kind of redirecting, and Stanton is clearly ready to perform on a huge stage and in his best interest, and I think probably in the best interest of the organization if they do part ways. is, you know, Stanton goes to a contender and will be, you know, getting a lot more attention while the Marlins, you know, try to figure it out and under Derek Jeter's leadership try to emerge as that type of contending team in the next couple of years.
You were at the GM meetings. From your feeling right now and your feeling being down in Orlando around all of these GMs and all these organizations, do you believe Stanton will suit up with the Marlins next season?
My guess is no. I think the momentum is there for him to move on. I think the team has made it clear. You know, obviously, and that's a full no-trade clause. Obviously, he's owed a lot of money, $295 million over the next 10 years of his contract. But Alexa, he could opt out in 3 years. And he's a guy, I almost look at it as you're looking at two contracts. Like 3 years at the $77 million, I think it is. It goes like to 25 and 26 and either 26. And then after that, it's like $218 million for the final 7 years of his contract. So if you consider that J.D. Martinez is at age 30, his agent Scott Boras is looking for about $250 for him right now. If he gets anything even over $200 million, Stanton, a healthy Stanton at age 30, the physical conditioning this guy is in, and he's a much better player than J.D. Martinez, and no slap on J.D. because he's a great player in his own right. You know, this guy is a sensational player. And I think what we found in the meetings was kind of what I suspected all along, is there will be and there is a market for Giancarlo Stanton or a number of teams, and the usual suspects have kind of surfaced. I thought the biggest news at the GM meetings was that the Dodgers are indeed got engaged in wanting, you know, to pursue or at least talk about Giancarlo Stanton. Also of note, the Giants also kind of stepped to the forefront, and we know the Cardinals have sincere interest, but we don't know if Stanton wants to go to St. Louis.
Yeah, it's funny because Dodgers fans are hoping he doesn't go to San Francisco and then vice versa. How likely is it, do you think, that he could end up in a Dodger uniform?
I think the ball's in the Dodgers' court. I think he would jump at it. He's from Sherman Oaks, so, you know, right there in the Los Angeles area. He grew up going to Dodger games. He seems to kind of like the spotlight. I could see him, you know, having a career in movies or entertainment, you know, kind of being more than just a sports figure. It's all right there. I think it probably also helps, you know, that the Dodgers, in terms of Stanton going there, that the Dodgers did not win the World Series. So as great as their season was, and they've certainly got enough team to win it all, but the fact is they didn't. And there are no guarantees in this sport from year to year. And the idea, if the Dodgers kind of really like that idea of having, you know, Stanton hit second, third, or fourth in that lineup, or hitting between Corey Seager and Cody Bellinger, you know, that's a pretty formidable left right there, along with all the other big bats that got their lineup. And if they retain Puig as well, you know, they got some real thunder in that lineup. And I don't think it's going to, you know, I don't necessarily see Puig as a trade chip to come here in Miami, because I think, you know, the Marlins are looking to shed payroll and get, you know, kind of as many players and kind of build this right and get as much organizational depth as possible. So I don't see it as automatically, oh, they need to have big league guys right now. Obviously, they got to field the team. Maybe a Jock Peterson could be in the deal. Who knows? But I think that if the Dodgers want that to happen, I think it very easily could happen.
So funny, because when you say Hollywood, all I picture is him becoming best friends with Dwayne The Rock Johnson and the two of them starring in some sort of...
Well, they kind of are already.
Yeah.
Because The Rock lives down in South Florida. And, you know, Stanton's been on Ballers. I mean, obviously, that's the guy who, you know, he'd be an action hero. There's no question.
Yeah, absolutely. The two of them could make a lot of money together, I'm sure, on the big screen. All right, so Dodgers could be a potential landing spot. A lot of people talking about the Cardinals as well. Do you see that as a good fit?
I'd say the Giants more so, Alexa. I think the Cardinals' interest is sincere. I think they clearly have a package of players that could make that work. I just kind of sense the Dodgers or the Giants, I think he'd go out to California and play in San Francisco if L.A. didn't come through. Alexa, the team, I keep waiting to see at some point to jump into this, if they haven't already, the New York Yankees. And I know that they got Judge and Sanchez and all, but keep this in mind. Aaron Judge turns 26 in April. Stanton turned 28 the other day. Stanton's 2 years older than Aaron Judge. He came up at age 20 compared to, you know, he has so much more, you know, people probably think Stanton's much older than Judge, but that's not necessarily the case. And Stanton's kind of been a star in the making, you know, only injuries held him back. And, you know, this guy kind of just, you kind of sore through the minors. And the Yankees, if talks can go on with very little publicity on it, because Gary Bimbo and Jeter are ex-Yankees. So there could be Steinbrenner talks going on that aren't even touching the media at this point. And to me, if I'm the Yankees, I'm interested. I could put Stanton in left field and DH him, half the time if you wanted to do that. And I could see a Yankee lineup with Brett Gardner leading off, Stanton hitting second, Sanchez hitting third, and Judge hitting fourth. I think that would be the most exciting lineup in all of sports. I think that takes a Showtime to a completely different level. And I can't see how anyone in the American League East would even fathom trying to navigate through that. And I just could see that if the Yankees want to engage in that could be a real interesting mystery team, so to speak. But, that would be fun to see if that were to happen.
You're literally every Yankees fan's best friend right now, and the rest of baseball wants to jump off a building because you named the Yankees, right? That's the one team, if you're not a Yankees fan, that you don't want him to go to. But, that's pretty funny.
But, Alexa, if L.A. wants to drag their feet, I mean, this is a guy hitting his prime, who's hitting the ball 500 feet. Imagine Judge and Stanton trying to hit the ball like 600 feet.
Hey, listen, I hear you. I'm a baseball fan. I would love to see it. Do you think there's one team that is absolutely off the table? I know he doesn't, he's looking to go to a contender, but do you think there's a...
The Phillies. The Phillies. Yeah. The Phillies kind of, tested the waters. But Stanton's not. I could see Stanton, if all else failed, goes to San Francisco to be with, Buster Posey, Brandon Crawford, Madison Bumgarner. I could see that organization's so good and their commitment's so good that even though they had a miserable year this year, that he could do a slight rebuild there and then even opt out in 20 if it looked like, after 20, if it looked like that wasn't working in San Francisco. But any other team more that isn't really knocking on the door ready to go to the playoffs or hasn't already been in the playoffs, Stanton's going to be in those lists.
It's all about Giancarlo Stanton. I know they want to upgrade their pitching, and they want to keep as many core position players as possible, but it really does center around their slugger, and we will keep everyone updated as much as we possibly can as Stanton sweepstakes continues. Joe, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Okay, Alyssa. Have a great day.